Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
To hang out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. Happy Tuesday. I hope your week has gotten off to a good, if a somewhat rainy start. But let's be honest, as I always say, we need the rain. We need it to wash away the dirt and grime of Johannesburg and also to help us fill those dams, which are nowhere near where they should be. So let the rain fall. Rain must fall. I have a great show lined up for you guys this week. There's some food, and there seems to be a lot of hotels and travel. So if you're looking for the ultimate staycation in this beautiful city of Joburg that we live in, do stay tuned. I've got some great stuff headed your way, as well as sharing a little bit more about Top Model South Africa that I attended on the weekend, which was loads of fun. So I'm going to share a bit about that as well. So let's leap straight in. So this past week, I got to spend a morning in the kitchen with Knorr. Now, for those of you who know me, my culinary skills are somewhat lacking. I can cook, but I only do it if I'm under pressure or I have to. So it was quite interesting for me to head through and spend the morning with the team from Knorr and learn about their new My Mzanzi pasta campaign that they've got going on at the moment, which is encouraging people to get creative with pasta and local traditional ingredients and stuff that they have in their fridges, which is loads of fun. And then after that, we got to head into the kitchen. We paired up, we headed into the kitchen, and we got a whole bunch of ingredients, and we had to come up with our very own My Mzanzi pasta. And after we were finished, we had to plate it. We took it through. They helped us style it. So like they do the food styling for the magazines, and also gave us some tips on how best to photograph your food for Instagram and Twitter. So that was loads of fun. So tons and tons of pasta filled moments there. We also got to take our pasta home. So I got food for the next 2 days, which was absolutely rocking. Okay, so let's be honest. I love pasta. Pasta is my go-to comfort food. So if it's rainy and I'm miserable, you will likely find me in bed watching Showmax and eating mac and cheese, because that's what makes me happiest. Also, I like the fact that Knorr has a brand new app that's now available that you can add onto your phone, and you can literally type in the ingredients that you have in your fridge and your cupboard, and it will help you come up with a fantastic recipe just for you. So that's kind of cool. So basically what they're doing at the moment is they're running their My Mzanzi Pasta campaign at the moment, which basically is helping people to create absolutely fantastic meals with stuff that they have to hand using the wide range of Knorr pasta and cook-in sauces. And they've been hosting these events throughout Joburg. So Mzanzi-style pasta combines the totally amazing flavors from Knorr with a whole bunch of traditional delicacies from South Africa, like chicken and spinach and bors and chakalaka. And they have come up with 20 absolutely mouth-watering pasta recipes that have been created by local chefs to inspire South Africans to cook pasta in their very own homes and be ambitious with their flavor combinations. So it's really super easy. So I made a boerewors veg and Durban masala curry flavored creation. It was absolutely amazing. Do head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, and go check it out. If you want to get creative, make sure to visit whatsfordinner.co.za and try out the new Mzanzi flavor pasta recipes on their website. You can also see more about the events there as well. The most popular recipes have also been filmed step by step and are featured on the Knorr YouTube channel. So get a cooking, get creative, and have some fun with pasta and Knorr. And I do suggest having a box or two of that in your cupboard for any eventuality. Now, I got to do some traveling last week as well, which I was quite excited about. I got to spend the evening with a group of fellow food lovers at the 5-star Doriel Grand Hotel at Emperor's Palace. And we also got to enjoy an amazing 9-course degustation menu courtesy of Chef Justin Jonah at Aurelia's Restaurant, which is located in the Doriel Grand Hotel. So I love a good staycation. Let's be honest, overseas trips are expensive and we have so many beautiful and fantastic places in and around Joburg to escape to. And, you know, with my line of work, I'm always so hectic. For me, just not being in my space, being somewhere else where I can veg and watch TV and order room service and just completely unwind is just heaven for me. So the Doriel Grand Hotel is 5-star. And it is beautifully decorated. It's a very opulent Roman-inspired theme, complete with alcoves and pillars and ornate artwork. And the service is efficient and friendly. The check-in went really smoothly, which I was impressed about. I hate standing in queues. And I seem to have this luck of like arriving at hotels when like 2 tour buses have arrived just before me. And there's like 20,000 tourists and I have to wait in a queue to check-in. So I was really impressed with the speedy check-in. I also had a really like strange incident. So as I was parking my car, I felt this like thing in the hair on my neck and I grabbed it and it turned out to be a wasp, which stung me like really badly on my hand. So I arrived at check-in and like the first thing I said to the girl at the check-in counter was, I need a medic. But they were super, super helpful. They got me checked in. The guy helped me up to my room and literally within a couple of minutes, there was a knock on the door. The medics had arrived to make sure that I was actually okay. They actually came complete with a wheelchair and an oxygen tank. And I was like, okay, guys, it's not quite that bad. But they did check it out. Obviously, I wasn't allergic. They gave me some antihistamines. They looked after me and made sure that I was back on track and ready to go for my fantastic dinner. So big shout out to the medics guys at the Doriel Grand. Absolutely beautiful hotel. There's a massive swimming pool. It's got what looks like a Roman-inspired sort of fountain theme going on in the middle of it. It's huge. And I forgot to pack my swimming costume. I don't know what I was thinking because I really wanted to go and lie by the pool. So I got to have a cocktail by the pool, which was close enough. A really, really tasty mojito. And then I went upstairs and obviously prepared for the dinner that we were there for. So Chef Justin Joner is one of the probably the most fun chefs I've ever met. He's down to earth. He's funny. He's great at making conversation. And he prepared a very exclusive 9-course tasting or degustation menu for us to enjoy. Each course paired with an amazing local wine. And I have to say, I was absolutely, yeah, the food was just, it was so beautifully presented and plated. I mean, Aurelia's food is amazing anyway. Like you could go there and just have like a normal menu, like a meal, you know, off the a la carte menu and be blown away. The degustation was absolutely fantastic. I mean, we started with an amuse-bouche, which was a grilled pineapple slivers with ginger rum sheets, paired with an absolutely amazing Paul Kluver Close Encounters Riesling. And we then literally moved through salad caprese, which came with this like glass bowl over it, which was filled with like smoke from like a little smoking machine. You lift it off and the smoke sort of flow. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. We had a Franchuk salmon consomme, complete with salmon roe and microgreens. As they poured the consommé into the plate, everything just like literally came to life, sort of like just started soaking up the liquid and just sort of came to life in the bowl. It was fantastic. We then enjoyed entrees of roasted pumpkin with a langbark and blue cheese, followed by a palate cleanser, which was a tequila lime jelly shot, which was jolly strong, I won't lie. It was pretty powerful. We then moved on to the Cobbler's Hill, which is a roast Namibian lamb rump paired with a thyme, cumin butter, and a variety of purees and an orange sweet potato fondant. And they paired that with a beautiful Springfield Work of Time, which was an absolutely fantastic wine and just complemented the lamb rump absolutely fantastically. It was brilliant. I was so full by this time and there were still 3 dessert courses to come. And his Justin's study of milk tart was so beautifully placed that I didn't even want to eat it. I literally was like, oh my goodness, I can't touch this. But of course I did. And it was served with a bourbon vanilla, lavender ganache and a cinnamon sponge. Absolutely the most beautifully plated and my favorite dish of the evening. We then had a cheese board, which came with a deep fried camembert, Melba toast. There was a chef's pistachio brittle. There were figs. Absolutely perfectly done. And last but not least, a gorgeous plate of macarons and Turkish delight was served. And by then I was so full, I couldn't even finish my wine. I had to go upstairs to my beautiful room and go and lie down and recover. I actually slept in for the first time in weeks. I slept until about 8 o'clock the next morning and felt like $1 million bucks after an absolutely fantastic sleep. beds were so comfy. The rooms were perfect. The air conditioning, everything worked perfectly. I had a bit of a bizarre experience in the shower, which kind of went off on a tangent and was like sort of doing something funny with the light fixture above the shower, but I moved it and after that everything seemed to work. And then I headed down to an absolutely fantastic buffet breakfast, like nothing I've ever seen before. You know, they had the usual hot buffet, they had sushi, there were fresh fruits, yogurts, the service was great, coffees came out quickly. I sat out on the sort of terrace by the pool and just enjoyed the hum of the restaurant, which was actually pretty busy, I must say. So if you ever get the chance to go and dine at Aurelia's, I would certainly recommend it. Chef Justin Joyner knows what he's doing. And if you get to spend the night at Doriel Grand like I did, absolutely out of this world. And you'll feel very, very spoiled and very relaxed the next day. So well done to the team at the Doriel Grand at Empress Palace. And actually sticking with Empress Palace, the Pyrmont Met Court Hotel, which is one of the other hotels on the property, has actually just expanded their offering by an impressive 100 rooms. So the new wing expansion project has increased the hotel's capacity from 248 rooms to 348 rooms. And the new annex includes a grand Capri suite, which has got a private lounge, a private dining area with a balcony overlooking the pool. Absolutely fantastic. It's modern, contemporary, very functional, and I love the decors. They've done sort of blues and whites with some pinks, taupes and teals. Absolutely fantastic. Splashes of plum and pink. Carpet's quite funky, quite jazzy. I was like, wow, there's a lot going on here. Big air, you sort of like light, airy windows and a very like open feel throughout the hotel. And like I said, the fresh greens, blues and whites really give it a crisp, clean feel. And I'm actually looking forward to going and spending a night there soon. So I'll let you guys know how it goes. And the rooms are absolutely fantastic. What they've actually done is they've worked on groups that are coming for conferences, so either colleagues that are sharing a room or families that are traveling with two or more kids. So for example, some of the rooms are set up with king beds and then two twin beds, so ideal for a family. And the larger rooms even have like a little sort of a dining area so that families can actually eat in the room. And what they've specifically done with their room service menu is they'll have items on the room service menu like a whole roast chicken or a family salad, so that people can actually order as a family and sit down and eat at their table and enjoy it, instead of usually in a hotel when you order off the room service menu, A, it's jolly expensive, and B, you've got to order a whole bunch of individual dishes, which actually for a family four can work out quite expensive. So they've actually done a really, really good job with this, and I'm excited to go through and actually spend the night and check it out. They are currently offering a special of 1,790 Rand per family room, including breakfast. So that's for four people, which is a very good bargain. And that is valid until the end of March this year. So if you would like to take them up on that absolutely fantastic offer, you can contact the Pyrmont Central Reservations on 0860-777-900 and quote the promotions code opening. That's what you need to do to secure that rate. And for further information, you can get hold of the hotel 011-928-1000, or you can also visit www.emperorspalace.com. Close to the airport and sort of catering everything from 3-star to 5-star, all on one property. Very, very highly recommended. So sticking with the hotel theme, because clearly that's the direction that this podcast is heading in today, or maybe it's just a sign from the universe that I need to actually take one of those staycations that I'm always talking about, the Fair City Hotel Group are expanding and they are opening the much anticipated Fair City Junction, which is opening up in the beautiful, leafy and upmarket suburb of Menlo Park in Pretoria on the 1st of March. So if you're coming up to Pretoria, and I must say, I've noticed a lot of my clients are hosting their events in Pretoria and Tshwane itself, and there's tons of hotels and B&Bs and guest houses that are opening. So if you are coming up to work in Pretoria, do make sure that you check out Fair City Junction. They are self-serviced, fully serviced luxury apartments, should I say. Very light and airy, decorated in beautiful shades of grey, with open exposed brickwork just to add a pop of colour to the living room. And whether you are coming for 2 days or 2 months, you will feel right at home, fully equipped with kitchen, all kitchen and modern appliances, everything that you need. The one bedroom apartments range from 38 to 45 square meters, and they are located in a 24 hour security guard controlled sort of area within close proximity to the highway, very safe area, and loads of attractions nearby. Restaurants, shopping malls, corporates, office parks, etc. are nearby, and they're all self-catering, so you can purchase your food, you can cook. It literally is like you're at home. I'm actually really excited to go and check them out. So it looks absolutely awesome, and as I said, they're opening on the 1st of March, so do make sure to check out faircity.co.za or give them a call on 011-784-8580. That's Fair City Junction. Looking forward to that. This past weekend, I also headed through to the finale of Top Model South Africa. Well done to the 60 contestants who participated. I must say, I was actually very impressed with the caliber. A lot of these, and they're young, hey, they're barely in their 20s. A lot of these boys and girls had been scouted, so i.e. a la Kate Moss, found in a shopping mall or found, you know, shopping somewhere at Pick and Pay, and they'd actually been scouted. And it was their first time walking on a professional runway or actually in a professional modeling competition. They held themselves with poise and grace and flair. Everything was very well coordinated. The event was extremely well run. I really enjoyed it. We went through evening wear. We went through swimwear. I was, yeah, very, very impressed with what I saw. I'm going to go more into this later this week or early next week. So do stay tuned. I'll be talking a bit more about our Top Model SA finalists tour. We'll be jetting off to London within the next couple of weeks to take place in the Top Model Worldwide, which is a huge experience for them. And I'm very proudly South African, and I'm very happy to support anybody who's representing our country in anything, be it the Olympics, be it modeling, be it our chefs, whatever it is. I'm happy to support locally homegrown produce, if you will. Guys, there are two events coming up this week that you do not want to miss out on. So the first one is the Teeling Whiskey event, which is taking place on Wednesday, the 22nd of February at the Artisan in Greenside. All the details are on my website, so do go check it out. So that's Teeling Whiskey. The second one is the Glen Ellie Wine Tasting. It's a wine and food pairing taking place at the Luna Bistro in Melville, and that is on Thursday the 23rd. Also, details are on my website, so do go check that out. Guys, words of wisdom from me. Don't be a doer, be lekker. Just be a cool person. Help other people. Be a nice person in this world. I had a really, really interesting and challenging couple of weeks with the people being extremely difficult and, you know, not just wanting to play ball. And I just have to say, you know, this world is so small. If you can't help each other, there's absolutely no point to it. So that's my words of wisdom for this week. Guys, I've got loads of competitions on the go. Do head across to my website. Check it out, heatherhook.com. You can get me on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And as I said, my website, heatherhook.com. So go check out. Everything is there for you guys. And I look forward to interacting with you on social media. And whatever you do, be an awesome person. Be lekker. Guys, I'll chat to you again on Friday. Have a beautiful day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.